Mark Levin's book American Marxism No. 1 on NEAT bestseller list, 400,000 copies sold in first week. By Hannah Blow on July 23, 2021. American Marxism, the latest book authored by conservative radio host Mark Levin, is debuting as number one on the New York Times bestseller list after selling over 400,000 copies in the first week of its release. The conservative thought leader says there is a big and growing movement that will surprise the Hate America crowd. Levin's book landed as number one on the list in nonfiction hardcover books and ebooks after selling 330,000 hardcover copies alone in the first week, along with 70,000 copies in other forms, crushing competitors. This comes despite the Times' history of suppressing conservative books. The numbers rival those of his 2010 conservative manifesto Liberty and Tyranny, a conservative manifesto, another New York Times bestseller. In his latest work, Levin explains how the dangers previewed in his Obama-era book Liberty and Tyranny are coming to fruition, detailing the way Marxist ideology has infiltrated key aspects of society, from academia, a breeding place for the toxic ideology, to the White House as radical leftists hide their efforts under the guise of democratic socialism and feel-good terms such as progressive. "I call it American Marxism because it's the Americanization of Marxism," Levin said during a July 23 appearance on Breitbart News Daily. "Now you don't see Joe Biden nationalizing buildings, walking around like Hugo Chavez did and say, 'See that building? That's now ours.' That sort of thing. This is the Americanization of Marxism and the fundamentals, and I explain this in the first chapter. The oppressed and the oppressor. Class warfare. You hear it come from Biden and the Democrats all the time. The rich and the poor, like the proletariat and the bourgeoisie. And what happened with this book is I was watching and writing and thinking and researching," Levin explained. "I didn't come up with the title until about 3 months before I turned it in, because I'm writing about Marxism. I'm writing about where does critical race theory come from? Where's this phony climate change movement come from? Why's the border open? What is this weird transgender movement in our classrooms? Where's that coming from? What's that all about? And so I figured out what it's all about, where it all comes from. I provide the scholars and the writings and I comment on who's doing it and so forth. Because I don't think we can beat it and claw our way back unless we know exactly who the enemy is. And these are not adversaries. These are not opponents. They're the enemy," he added. The book comes at a time of conservatives fighting back in the Biden era, as most prominently seen in school board meetings over the left's efforts to make critical race theory a mainstay in classrooms. "The counter-revolution to the American Revolution is in full force," Levin writes, identifying Marxism as that counter-revolution, as Breitbart News previewed. "It is Marxism and its various guises, socialism, democratic socialism, radical environmentalism, and so on, that destroy liberty, prosperity, and ultimately humanity. American Marxism walks through various left-wing social movements and shows how each of them, critical race theory, the movement for amnesty for illegal aliens, the push by environmentalists for degrowth, all have their roots in classical Marxism. The most radical environmentalists," Levin notes, "say that Marxism does not go far enough, because Marx still presumes economic growth. But all are hostile to America as it was founded, and as we know it today. Far more Americans love this country than hate it. And they're not going to roll over. Not now. Not ever," Levin told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. "There's a big and growing movement that will surprise the Hate America crowd." Levin is not the only one who has recognized this emerging theme of Marxism taking root in America. During an exclusive 65-minute sit-down on the Hill interview with Breitbart News this month, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, framed the culture war as a battle between Marxist ideology and Judeo-Christian values. "The way I look at this culture war is you've got the left and those that are pushing towards Marxism," Blackburn told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. "They are lined up on one side. You have those that are more constitutionalists and traditionalists who want to preserve our American values of faith, family, freedom, preserve free markets. They are on the other side." Reverend Franklin Graham agreed, applauding the senator and recognizing the ever-emerging dynamic as a war between Judeo-Christian values and Marxism, which the Democratic Party is pushing. "Democrats, meanwhile, have continued to push the radical ideology by way of their incestuous relationship with the corporate media. A major theme thoroughly detailed in Alex Marlow's New York Times bestseller Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Notably, President Biden's scandal-plagued son Hunter released a memoir this year, which landed as number 12 on the publisher's weekly hardcover nonfiction chart after selling just 10,638 copies. Levin currently holds the number one spot on the list, topping Jesse Waters' How I Saved the World and Michael Wolff's Landslide, The Final Days of the Trump Presidency. Listen to Marlow's in-depth discussion with Levin on American Marxism below. Breitbart Middle. Mark Levin, July 23, 2021.